Our sustaining member question of the week is titled Impatient Patient. Hello, Lizzie and Dan. Thank you both for your wonderful podcast. I've been listening for the past couple of years and always look forward to the new episode appearing in my feed. I also have great memories from catching up on old episodes during a road trip through Scotland last summer. Your commentary was the perfect complement to the beautiful scenery passing me by. Winky face. I have a question about waiting room etiquette. This morning, I waited 50, that's 50 minutes, for a 10-minute follow-up eye exam. I'd intentionally scheduled the first appointment of the day so I could make it to work on time, even allowing for a short delay. But as the wait approached an hour, I asked the receptionist how much longer she thought it would be, and she said she had no idea. I then politely, I think, told her that I'd have to reschedule because I needed to get to work. Was this response appropriate? A wait can show disrespect for the patient's time if it's the result of poor scheduling, but I also know that very often a delay comes from a patient emergency or the ripple effects from patients arriving late. My first job was actually as a dental receptionist, so I remember quite well how frustrating it is for patients, doctors, and office staff when a day gets behind. What I don't remember, though, is anyone up and leaving. So I'm wondering, are extended waiting room stays just part of the social contract when it comes to the medical appointments? Or is it okay to speak up for yourself? And if so, do you have advice for those conversations? Are there any guidelines for when a wait becomes too long? For instance, like considering the appointment's length or allowing more leeway for specialist surgeons than optometrists? And would it ever be appropriate to ask for some type of compensation for an unreasonable wait, like a waived copay? To be honest, today I probably would have been satisfied with an explanation from the receptionist, an apology, or even just an acknowledgement that the wait had been inconvenient. In any event, I'd appreciate your thoughts on how to handle these situations in the future. Very truly yours, Impatient Patient. Ooh.
I'm feeling it too.
And it is one of those situations where it's hard because there's not a lot that's under your control in this type of a situation. So you take control of what you can, and that's your reactions, your responses. And I think you start by doing exactly what you did. You know your bottom lines. You say to yourself, what are my parameters? I left a buffer, but I've got to get to work. And is it I've got to get to work because I'm usually there at 9 o'clock, or is it I've got to get to work because I've got a meeting that starts at 9 o'clock? And you know the difference between those two things yourself.
Yeah.
And if it's the one where you've got a time commitment, you've got to honor that time contract, you tell the receptionist and let them know. 50 minutes is definitely long enough that you can effectively cancel that appointment at that point, and you've done nothing wrong.
Yeah.
That's the practical answer, that you wait as long as you can, and that I think waits of more than 10 minutes are inappropriate, are rude. I think the same buffer that they give you for how late you can show up before they cancel your appointment is sort of, I would think of the reflection of that as their commitment or obligation to me. And once you're past that, it becomes a question of practicality, not a question of, are you being patient enough? We can then talk about how you manage your follow-up and your responses, because I do think there are good ways to give feedback to an office, both about what actually happened and the way you were treated when that thing happened. And those are, I think, worth addressing, and you would address them in slightly different ways.
I feel like 10 minutes in an office where you've got a doctor's office, I think is too slim. I'd give people more time. I'd give them more like 15, 20 minutes. Usually when booking a doctor's appointment, I tend to book a half hour pad on each side of it just in case. And that is awful because it eats up so much time if you're of the position where you have to count those out of office minutes even. It is really frustrating. You can also specify when you book the appointment that you're only going to be able to wait for so many minutes. And that just kind of sets it up at the beginning as like, listen, this is just how this works. And it kind of can take the emotion out of it, because then you're not sitting there wondering, where's my limit? Where's my limit? How much longer do I try this out for? It's just, nope, after a half hour, I'm gone. If you can't get in to see me in a half hour, then we got to reschedule this for another time. But I like your idea of also looking into cancellation times that they have. How long do they wait for? Also double checking that leaving the appointment doesn't leave you with a fee. Now, I think it's not fair for them to make you wait 50 minutes, which is essentially an entire extra hour-long appointment block over what you were supposed to be in for. I think that that starts to be I would make sure that they're not charging you for a cancellation fee for something like that if you can. I think for these types of appointments, a half hour is the max time that I think you should be expected to wait for any of it. And that expected is like the worst case scenario. I mean, like where it's really backed up and they're having that day you're talking about where patients are taking a long time and other patients are being late. That happens when you've got a 4 o'clock appointment. This was the first appointment of the day and it's 50 minutes late. This is atrocious in my mind. I would be ticked off and I would definitely want to talk to someone, and it would first be a vent on my own, and then it would be I'd really like to speak with someone because the wait time yesterday was just it wasn't something that's going to work in the future, and I need to know if this is how this office is run. Because if this is something you have to go check, I mean, what do you think? If it's something you have to go check up a number of times. Like,
and I would even add on top of that, It would have made it much easier to wait if there had been some acknowledgement of how behind schedule we were. If there had been some sort of apology that was issued, it would have made me feel much better when I left here having not seen anybody about you being aware that there'd been a problem. Having not heard any of that, I really feel like it's important for me to get this feedback to the right person. And maybe you're at that stage talking to someone who manages an office or someone who can help you see someone who manages an office. But sometimes it's the doctor themselves that owns and operates the business who is the person who's really going to have the most clout and the most authority to deal with this kind of thing.
Can you hear Dan's tone when he did that? It wasn't like sickly sweet in any way, but it also wasn't demeaning. It wasn't putting down the person that he was talking to. It was clear and it was intentional, but it had no meh tone to it. It had no I'm aggrieved in a way that you're there's like no kind of extra edge to it. It was, listen, this happened and it shouldn't be happening this way. And I absolutely agree with you that it's something that you can talk about with the doctor. That is their practice. I have had actually at an optometrist's office too, where the front desk staff was really so unpleasant that it made me want to leave. And I told him, you know, I've been coming here since I was 12 years old and it's always felt very comfortable. This didn't feel comfortable. And I'd like to address that with you because if I don't feel comfortable after the next couple visits, I am going to have to ask for a recommendation to go elsewhere. And that's just it. And he understood and he knew about the problems that he was experiencing too. And it did improve over time. But I like your idea of going to the people who really do need to be hearing this and can make a difference to it.
And I think depending on how serious the problem is, you can decide how far you want to escalate your response.
Absolutely.
Sometimes it's enough just to talk to the person who's managing the wait.
Yes.
Sometimes it's about finding the person that manages the office. And sometimes it's about talking to an owner or proprietor. And I think 50 minutes wait, essentially a canceled appointment with no acknowledgement or apology, is pretty much as serious as it gets. So I think that you're in very safe etiquette territory to bring that to the attention of the highest level that you can. And I think that you're going to find there's probably an apology or an acknowledgement that's going to be forthcoming if you do that in a way that is
respectful.
Pretty respectful.
Yeah. There's one thing. We have gotten a comment a couple times when we've mentioned going to an authority figure in an office space or something like that, or even at a store or something like that, and that the idea behind that is I can get you fired if I speak to someone. It is never the idea that someone should be fired in these cases. That is always going to be something that a patron or a customer or a patient should be it shouldn't be something they are seeking for these types of etiquette infractions. Instead, the idea is that you're making aware that customers and patients and people have been made to feel uncomfortable and that issue should be dealt with. But it is never going to management is never about punishment in any way.
It's about finding
information
and finding the person who has the authority and the capacity to address whatever the situation is. Someone who's manning a front desk and talking to you might not have control over how many bookings happen in a day, or might not be the same person who you were talking to 3 days ago and
right.
might not have the authority or the standing to talk to that person about how they manage customer client relationships. So I like that reminder. And if you ever feel bad about it, you can always ask to see a manager and tell them all the good things that a staff is doing and start to build up that positive karmic bank as well.
It's absolutely.
A good practice and a good reminder. Impatient patient, we feel your frustration and hope that this answer has helped some and that you're able to find a resolution that leaves you feeling better about what happened.